A fourth child has reportedly died as a result of yesterday's shooting in an Amish schoolhouse in rural Pennsylvania. Six more people are reported in critical condition. Police are still trying to figure out what led a gunman to attack that school. He took his own life before the police could storm the building. This is the third case of school violence in the past week, and that's prompted President Bush to call for a conference on the problem scheduled for next week. NPR's Larry Abramson reports from Strasburg, Pennsylvania.
The thump of news helicopters blended with the clip-clop of horse-drawn buggies as a media scrum descended on Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania, 60 miles west of Philadelphia. Reporters struggled to get already reclusive Amish residents to explain the inexplicable, why a 32-year-old milk delivery man named Charles Carl Roberts would plot a takeover of an Amish school, singling out the female students for execution. At a briefing held at a nearby auction house, State Police Commissioner Jeffrey Miller said the gunman was carrying three guns, two knives, and he'd also filled up a pickup truck with supplies he used to barricade himself into the building.
He came here prepared. It wasn't a spur-of-the-moment thing from what we can see. It appears that he did a lot of time in planning and preparation and intended to harm these kids and intended to harm himself.
Miller said that Roberts, who was not Amish, began showing the children one of the three guns and other weapons he'd brought with him. He then started lining up the kids, aged 6 to 13 years old. He released all the boys, as well as four women who were either pregnant or had young children with them. Meanwhile, Roberts' wife had found a suicide note at the couple's home nearby. She called her husband, who explained he wanted revenge for something that had happened 20 years ago. Police Commissioner Charles Miller indicated police are still holding on to those details.
We're still looking into that. I'm not really prepared to speak on that yet. I mean, there's some things that we have to continue to investigate there.
The scene inside the school, according to police descriptions, was horrible. Robert shot most of the victims execution style in the head after binding their feet with wire and plastic ties. Police say Roberts told them to leave the scene or else he'd start shooting, but then immediately started firing. Police tried to break in through a window, but before they could get inside, Roberts shot himself. Paramedic John Stoltzfus says he was shocked when he saw the scene.
It was very dramatic just to see the children, somebody actually did this to the children. Makes me upset when I hear that he actually did that. I don't know, it's just sad to see that these innocent children their lives are taken when they're so young.
Many Amish talked amongst themselves but refused to speak to reporters. One woman identified herself as Irene, a mother of five, an Amish Mennonite, and therefore less strict in her beliefs. She said this incident convinced her the Amish are right to close themselves off from progress and from the outside world.
We have it very safe compared to where they are, say, in Iraq or Iran or even in Africa, some of the countries in Africa, and all the horrible things that are going on in some of the big cities in the United States.
Roberts had lived among the Amish for years, and police say there's no reason to think he had a vendetta against the religious group. The school, they say, was probably a target of opportunity. It was just down the road from his house. Larry Abramson, NPR News in Strasburg, Pennsylvania.